have you been following this tragic story of the teenager who went missing in Utungati in KwaZulu-Natal a few weeks ago? Now, some remains were found shortly afterwards and police went on to arrest six suspects between the ages of 22 and 28 years. They're accused of assaulting 16-year-old Andile Mbutu after claiming he'd stolen alcohol from a local tavern last month. I'm going to take you straight to our reporter in Nkosikana Duma, who's been keeping tabs on the men's appearance before the Verulam Magistrates Court today. In Nkosikana, hi. I understand the men applied for bail today. What was the outcome?
Well, Joanne, so what was supposed to happen today was actually that bail application that was supposed to take place, but it simply could not take place, Joanne, because of simply the legal proceedings could not take place as they're supposed to under these current lockdown conditions. One of the first issues was that it appeared that the defense lawyer advocate, Mr. Goundin, actually said that the suspects in the matter were made to sign blank statements, and the prosecution said that, well, that matter needed to be looked at. Another issue that actually happened, Joanne, is that the suspects actually appeared via camera, and as the bail application needs to take place, the suspects will need to actually plead their case with the court, and the defense lawyer actually told the court that it will simply be logistically challenging for all the six suspects to simply have their bail application going through camera. But they simply could not be available in court today because of current lockdown conditions. And what we were told in court is that if these suspects were taken from the Westville Correctional Service Center where they currently are at, upon their return, they would have to be quarantined for about 14 days, and the overcrowded Westville Correctional Services Center simply does not have enough space to actually quarantine all six accused. And therefore, the matter was provisionally moved to next Tuesday with the hope that the lockdown conditions would have been eased and that it will not be a regulation or a rule that upon their return, the suspects would have to be isolated individually at that correctional service center, Joanne.
All right. I believe while all of this is going on, a forensic analysis of the remains that were found near the Wewe River is still underway at this point in Nkosikana.
Yes, indeed, Joanne. You recall that just over a week ago, remains were actually discovered at the Wewe River, which is about 2 kilometers away from the tavern where Andile Mbutu was actually assaulted. What we know about that is that Police Minister Bekicelo, who visited the family last week, has actually promised to speed up the process so that this family can get certainty on what happened on their son, Joanne.
Thank you so much for watching that for us. Nkosikana Duma, our EWN reporter there, coming to us live from KZN, telling us that that bail hearing that was meant to have happened today essentially was brought to a halt because of the lockdown, and it looks as though it will continue next week in court.